Good morning and a greeting to each one in the precious name of Jesus. Trust that song is the cry of our heart to grow more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ, to be conformed to his image so that when God looks at us, he can say, "That is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." Invite your attention to John chapter 15. Recently, Karen brought to my attention this book, In My Father's Vineyard, and I would like to have probably several devotionals from this book. The first devotional here is sort of an overview of the vineyard, and then it has three sections where it talks about the different seasons that a vineyard goes through. A vineyard, you don't go harvest grapes year-round. There are certain times when it's producing the fruit. There are times when there's rest, and so on. So this morning, a bit of an overview. John chapter 15, reading the first 17 verses. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another." First of all, we ask the question, whose vineyard is it? And I think the question is, or the answer is pretty obvious. It is the Father's vineyard. He is the one who is in charge. He cares for it. Might just mention the author of this book, In My Father's Vineyard, Wayne Jacobson. He grew up in California, and his father had around 30 acres of vineyard. He didn't like to hire too many people because people who he would hire to do often didn't do it quite right. They raised grapes to be made into raisins. And it would frustrate him when he'd see, you know, these grapes scattered across the ground unnecessarily that people would do. And so he wanted to keep it within a size that they could manage themselves, at least basically. So it is the Father's vineyard, and no one cares for it as much as the Father does. He is not only the one in charge, but he is the husbandman who cares most about it. He provides everything needed for those vines to grow and to be fruitful. He is trustworthy. we notice that Jesus is not just a vine, but he is the true vine. He is the only vine where we can get life from. As the vine grows up, where does the vine stop and where do the branches start? Is there a clear line of demarcation where that line is, where the vine stops and the branches start? No. It's sort of a blending together. And I think that is what happens as we abide in Christ. Where does Jesus stop and where do we start? Isn't that beautiful? We become one. There's a blending together where people, when they see us, they see Jesus. The only life possible for the branch has to come through the vine. When there's separation, the flow of life is immediately cut off. We are chosen branches, as it says in verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. The author just says that, you know, naturally vines grow and they produce branches, but often they graft branches into the rootstock as well. And he likes that picture where the Father chooses the branch and grafts it in. We're not just naturally by physical birth born into the vineyard, but it is grafted in. And Romans 11 talks about we as Gentiles are grafted in. We are not the natural branch. God has chosen us. Sometimes when softball teams, volleyball teams are chosen and we have two captains and they start taking turns choosing, sometimes people feel a little left out who are chosen last. Maybe it's better off just to put them in a row and 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 rather than two captains choosing. But I think some of us have felt that already where maybe we were the last one chosen and, you know, we felt like we really weren't wanted on that team. Well, God has chosen each one of us, and there's plenty of room in this vine for every individual to be grafted in, and we don't have to feel like he really doesn't want us, because he does desire every one of us. Each one of us is a special branch. He has chosen us. Do we remain in him? Several times. Well, in a vineyard, the branches don't choose if they stay in the vine or not. The husbandman, the one who cares for it, can go and just cut that branch off and it's gone. There's no more life there. In God's vineyard, we have something to do with abiding or staying connected to the vine. Several times it uses the word if. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. We have that decision to abide. Verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. And in verse 14, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. The natural, the physical branches of a vine don't have any volition of their own whether they remain a part of the vine. But in God's kingdom, we have a say, whether we stay or not. I'd like to read a portion here. It says, if we want to be a part of God's vineyard, we have to participate in the life of the vine. That choice is not whether we want to be fulfilled in God's life or whether we want to be fruitful for his kingdom. The choice is whether or not we will accept his offer of friendship by remaining or abiding in him. If we do, he offers a dazzling array of opportunities to each of us. If not, we must face certain judgment. The branch dries up and is thrown away. Why? Because apart from me, you can do nothing. When we cut ourselves off from relationship with Jesus, we cannot bear fruit in God's kingdom. How I wish this were as clear in the spiritual vineyard as it is in the earthly one. The moment a branch is cut off from the life-giving nourishment of the vine, it begins to wither. Almost immediately, the leaves begin to sag, and though they may still be green, their limpness is a sure sign that death has already come. Neglecting a vital friendship with Jesus is one of the gravest dangers to spiritual well-being, and it can happen so subtly because we are easily distracted from him by the challenges and opportunities of our culture. We may still be engrossed in a wide variety of religious activities, and his blessing may still seem to accompany us even as we get by on our own strength, unaware of the creeping death that has been unleashed. Then one day we wake up feeling empty or stressed by the demands on our lives. We wonder why God doesn't seem as close to us as before, never recognizing that we have drawn back from the vine. Apart from Christ, there will be no fruit, and there will be no joy. In Christ, there is true life, full and abundant. If what? If we choose to remain or abide in him, firmly grafted into the vine. And so we need to abide. It's a place to remain. It's a few comments here. A cane is the product of one season. The branch is the product of years of abiding in the vine. Says, some of the branches in my father's vineyard are more than 40 years old, and yet they continue to yield one bountiful harvest after another. Vineyards are long-term crops with mature vines producing far more than young ones. God wants us to be long-term residents in his vineyard as well. His goal for us is fruitful maturity. That's why Jesus said it was so important for us to remain in him. And throughout this chapter, abide appears repeatedly. It's nine or ten times, I think. The importance of abiding in Christ. Apart from him, we can do nothing. It says, remaining or abiding in him is as simple as regularly being where he is. Jesus doesn't hide from his followers, but clearly tells us where to find him. In his word, in prayer, in our surrender to him, in the lives of other believers, and in serving people who are in need. Then just a few final comments. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season. And in the vineyard, there's a season to harvest fruit, there's a season of rest, and there's a season for growth and so on. God works with us at different times in different ways. Without the changing seasons, vineyards would never bear fruit. We must learn not only to embrace the season we're in, to enjoy its gifts and confront its challenges, but also to let it go when the seasons change. Remember, it's God's vineyard. It's the Father's, not ours. Let's let him stay in control of the vineyard. Shall we kneel and pray? Father in heaven, we thank you that you care very well for your vineyard. You know all the details. And Lord, as we look at ourselves as a lot of branches here this morning, help us to abide in Jesus Christ, the true vine. Lord, at times when we have that tendency to wander away, to try to get life from things other than the vine, I pray that you would put blocks in those paths that lead us away from that. Help us to find the fullness of life in Jesus Christ, and that someday you can look at us and say, you are mine, you are my beloved child, and that we can inherit your kingdom. Bless and direct this service this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.